And Jenny this morning. In fact, I heard the last bit of Trevor Chappell. I don't normally get Trevor. Got a little bit of Trevor Chappell, then the news, of course, and then walked for about 45 minutes enjoying Dan and Jenny earlier this morning. And the reference here, by the way, is to Lucky Stars. I don't know how lucky they were, but gee, it was good to see the stars this morning. It was still dark, of course, at 5:15 when I strapped on the sand shoes. That's Busby Maru here on ABC Newcastle, where it's 4:23. Well, it's common knowledge that blokes don't like going to the doctor at the best of times, especially if it involves our delicate regions.
You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on, because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Well, never fear if you don't like going to the doctor, because a world-first discovery made right here in the Hunter looks set to rewrite anatomy books and hopefully get more men into doctors' surgeries. Dr. Lisa O'Donnell is from the University of Newcastle and the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. She's co-led some new research, which is very interesting. She's with me now. Lisa, how are you going?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this discovery.
Well, it's actually really interesting. As you say, it goes against what we thought about biology. So sperm develop inside the tubules in the testis, and they have to hide from the immune system, right? Because our immune systems develop as babies, but sperm don't appear in the testis until puberty, you know, when many years later. So they can technically be seen by, as a foreign object or a foreign cell by the body. So they have to hide from immune cells. And so for a long time we thought sperm proteins and proteins that are only on sperm have to hide inside the testes. But what our research showed is actually, surprisingly, they come out into the bloodstream where we didn't think they were supposed to be.
So you can now locate them, can you?
Well, we are now able to measure them via a blood test. And that's what this discovery opens up the opportunity for, a blood test that can tell us a lot about what a man's testes are doing. Because a man's testes don't just make sperm, they also make testosterone, which all men know how important that is. And so it's actually really important to understand how a man's testes are working, and how, and if they're not working, what's wrong. And so our discovery allows us to look at ways of building a blood test where a man can go and give blood, and the doctor can theoretically say, all right, here's what's happening in your testes, and here's what we can do to help you.
No problem with the swimmers and all that sort of stuff. So how do you test fertility in men at the moment? It involves a biopsy, doesn't it?
So obviously the way you test fertility normally is a man provides a sperm sample in a cup, and I'm sure many men don't mind that at all. But what happens is a patient is diagnosed as having no sperm in the cup. They're the people that really would benefit from a test that can say, all right, well, this man, he mightn't have sperm in the cup, but he's got some being made in his testes. Because then what they can do is to do a surgery, and you know, under a biopsy, under anaesthetic, they can take the sperm out and use them for IVF. The problem is we have no way of knowing